Almighty Father, we thank you for this morning. We exhort you for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you for you are the Lord. You will never change. Thank you for your love, for your grace, O Lord. You are worthy. We honor you. We bless you. You are good. You are kind. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are the Lord. You will never change. For your love, for your mercy, for the grace that we have received from you, O Lord. We honor you. You are good and you are kind, O Lord. We bless your name. Glory be to your holy name. We bow before you. We say you are God and you are not a man. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your mercy, for your grace, O Lord. We honor you. You are good and you are good unto us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Be thou exalted, Lord. And this morning, Father, we ask, O Lord, that you will bless us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 15th of September, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy over you. Honor him for his God, and he will never change. Thank him for what he has done in your life. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and declare over this day that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. I want you to declare that the Lord go before me this day and make every crooked place straight in the name of Jesus. I declare that my day is blessed in the name of Jesus. This day, I am favored. This day, I am blessed in the name of Jesus. Declare by the word of the Lord that the works of my hands are blessed in the name of Jesus. Because my hands carry grace, whatever I lay my hand upon, even though dead or dying, comes back to life today in the name of Jesus. I declare over this week good news all around me in the name of Jesus. I declare this day, this week, that I am the beloved of the Lord. The Lord defend me by his hand in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that when the enemy will come together to eat up my flesh, I declare his word that they stumble and they fall in the name of Jesus. The Lord is with me. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom will I be afraid? I declare this week, I reject untimely death over my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I carry in me the life of Christ. I declare that my seat is not in the corners of death, is not in the corners of sickness. I am seated with the Lord Jesus in the heavenly places. I declare this week that the Lord make a glorious name for himself in my life. In the name of Jesus, declare this week that the wings of the Lord bear me up, carry me far above every crafty mountains. In the name of Jesus, the Lord deal with every darkness that is in this week, every darkness that cannot be divined. The Lord deal with them in the name of Jesus. The Lord remove from my path everything that threatens my existence. In the name of Jesus, I declare this day, this week, I am positioned for the blessings of the Lord. I declare this week that I am shining forth, I am showing forth, and I am bringing forth the glory of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare I am not trapped in the midst of darkness. I declare by the word of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, even though darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, the Lord arise upon me and his glory shall be seen upon me. I declare that I will not inherit curses that is produced by the fallen nature or fallen spirit. In the name of Jesus, I declare the blessings of the Lord over me this week. The blessing of the Lord destroy every yoke of hard labor over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare this week I am positioned for greatness. In the name of Jesus, I declare that I increase in the goodness of the Lord. I increase in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, this week my portion no man can take. My place no man can steal. I am secured in glorious things in the name of Jesus. This week, the Lord is with me. The Lord is in the midst of me and I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord give me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. In the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare that every attack that is projected in my direction this week will not survive. For I live from victory to victory. In the name of Jesus, I declare that battles that I cannot divine will not have a way in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that there is no tongue of man that will determine how far I will go. Oh, I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare that no weapon that is formed against me this week will prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn them. Their words will not determine how far I will go this week. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the strength of the Lord is released unto me. I leap over every wall of limitation in the name of Jesus. I inherit great blessings this week in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord and I cancel any evil language. I destroy language of infirmity, language of sickness around my life in the name of Jesus. Sickness will not hold me down. Infirmity will not hold me down in the name of Jesus. The Lord pour upon me the oil of gladness. I am anointed today. I am anointed for greatness this day, this week. In the name of Jesus, the Lord bless me. The Lord keeps me. The Lord causes his face to shine upon me, and the Lord be glorious, be gracious unto me. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the Lord supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by my Lord Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday. I'm going to release the blessings of the Lord for you as you go into this week. But let me quickly make this announcement that by the grace of God, we are coming together on the 25th of this month. By the special grace of God, the first one we heard was on the 28th of August, and that was the Battle Axe. It was a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. We are coming together again last Thursday of this month of September. We are coming together in the presence of the Lord to come to a place of intimacy, a place for us to renew strength, the secret place to receive grace in the presence of the Lord on the 25th of this month at the same venue at Oluwa Damilare Garden, beside National Open University, Sango, Eleyele Road. National Open University is right behind Tafo Arena. The Lord bless you as you come in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray, plan, and prepare to be part of this wonderful program. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Our anchor scripture for this month of September is taken from the book of Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3, and we've been studying from this portion and we have been praying. I want you to look at that scripture as you go today and make it a point of prayer as I declare the word of the Lord upon your life as you go this morning. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. Call unto me and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. The Lord is speaking to you that you will call unto him as you go out today. I call upon the name of the Lord. I declare over your life as you go this day, this week, I call forth the manifestations of God's blessing upon your life in the name of Jesus. I call forth the manifestations of the favor of the Lord upon you in the name of Jesus. I call forth the mercy of the Lord upon your life, upon your household in the name of Jesus. I declare by the word of the Lord that delay is canceled over your life in the name of Jesus. I call forth the manifestations of the prophecy that has been declared over you in the name of Jesus. I declare the establishment of God's word over your life in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare by the word of the Lord, I declare over your life that you are a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. You are a symbol of royalty, a royal diadem in the hand of our God. In the name of Jesus, I say it again, you are a symbol of God's glory and royalty. You are a symbol of God's grace. In the name of Jesus, the blessings of the Lord is upon your life as you go this week. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare over your life, I say this to you, that you are not forsaken. Your destiny is not abandoned. Your portion is not deserted. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The glory of the Lord is upon your life. In the name of Jesus, your harvest will no longer be given to strangers. In the name of Jesus, you will partake of your harvest. You will sit, you will eat, and you will enjoy of that which the Lord has given unto you. In the name of Jesus, your portion is secured. Your destiny is secured. Your life is secured in the name of Jesus. Your land is fruitful and is watered from the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare over your life as you go this week that the joy of the Lord is your strength. in the name of Jesus. Your strength will not be taken away. I declare that the Lord anoints you today with the oil of gladness, and your cup runs over in the name of Jesus. I declare that the peace of the Lord reign over your life in the name of Jesus. That burden that you carry, as you are surrendering it and giving it over to the Lord, the joy of the Lord takes over your life in the name of Jesus. The Lord arise for your help in the name of Jesus. I declare it over your life that your strength is renewed in the name of Jesus. Oh, the grace of the Lord is upon your life in the name of Jesus. As you go today, what you cannot do for yourself, the Lord raise up men to arise and bless you in the name of Jesus. I declare today, the Lord bless you with the blessings of men. Men will arise for your sake in the name of Jesus. I call forth men that are ordained by God to launch you into fulfillment in the name of Jesus. Oh, I declare over your life that your head will not lack oil. Your destiny will not lack helper in the name of Jesus. I say it again. Your head will not lack oil. Your destiny will not lack helpers in the name of Jesus. Your portion will not be aborted. Your portion will not be deserted in the name of Jesus. The Lord set your feet upon your high places. The Lord make you to walk upon your high places in the name of Jesus. The Lord anoints you and the Lord lift up your head in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord is upon you. The favor of the Lord covers you all around. The favor of the Lord covers you like a shield in the name of Jesus. The spirit of grace, the spirit of excellence is released upon you in the name of Jesus. Your hands are blessed. Your portion is blessed in the name of Jesus. The grace of the Lord is upon you. The mercy of the Lord speak for you today in the name of Jesus. As you walk according to his word, as you stand in obedience to the word of the Lord bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus. Your household is blessed in the name of Jesus. I declare over our children that the hand of the Lord is upon them. The spirit of grace, the spirit of excellence is upon their life in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord speak for them. The favor of the Lord covers them like a shield in the name of Jesus. Oh, they are the heritage of the Lord. They will not be a waste. They will not be taken away. They are secured in the goodness of the Lord. They are secured in glorious things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As you go, I declare that this day it is the Lord that teaches your hand to make profit. You will make profit today in the name of Jesus. At the end of the week, you will sit and you will count the blessings one by one, and you will see that of a truth the Lord is with you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved, as you go this week, know that the Lord is with you. All he asks you to do is that you will call upon him and he will answer you. He will show you great and mighty things. He's going to show you the way. His eyes is going to be upon you. His light will shine upon your path in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Let me remind you that our Lord and Master is coming very soon. Prepare yourself for his coming. Live your life according to his word. And if you are still on the other side, you are sitting on the fence, come to the kingdom, come to the fold, and enjoy the love of Christ, and enjoy that the grace that the Lord has made available unto you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.